Blog Talk Radio.
It's no accident. You're listening to the One Cell, One Light Radio Network featuring Dr. Hildegard Steninger. Join Dr. Hilde as she and her guests discuss a blend of art, science, and medicine, all coming up on the Dr. Hilde Show. And it all starts right now. Here's Dr. Hilde.
Well, welcome to the show. I have a special guest today. Who is going to share many new developments that are occurring right as we're talking, laws getting passed and being reconsidered in the reference of radio frequency and electromagnetic fields and Wi-Fi, and even what I want to address with our guest, YVI, which is the new three-dimensional visual applications. The thing is, our guest has been on our show previously. It's a wonderful show in our archives. At the same time, he is well qualified, and those qualifications are linked to a detailed letter that is attached right after our promo on the show that goes into many of his credentials and also the work that he does that is also recognized by national governments in Canada and also the United States and globally, his credentials. And this is Mr. Curtis Bennett. He's also known as the Thermo Guy. And I want to welcome him to our program today.
No, listen, it's a pleasure to be on. And listen, I just get to work for this cranky guy called the Thermal Guy. But what's really important is, Dr. Hilde, you're absolutely right that this show is just really important for all reasons in the world, because there's been lots of discussion about radio frequency and the EMFs and the science not being there. Well, here it is just horrific for me, And our job as professional troubleshooters truly is we explore, you know, atoms and molecules and energy disruptions truly at that level for industry and all the above. There are no such thing as non-thermal issues related to the things that we do. So even when we heard about what they were doing with radio frequencies, we jumped into this looking for where is the code and where is the law related to this, because everybody in this audience needs to understand this. We work for you. We are the government-certified professionals that are trained to do what we do. We're not politicians. We're not elected officials. We're trained to do this for government standards, so your buildings comply with code, so that you're safe, so you don't get electrocuted. You know, sometimes my opinion, I can tell you, has never been popular, but it's just truly what it is, because we are those government professionals. These are what these qualifications are specific to this, and these are radio frequencies as deployed are extremely dangerous, because they moved forward when the exposure code says, listen, we don't know what's causing this. We don't understand what's causing this. We don't understand biological plausibility. But once we find out, then we'll change the code if deemed necessary. And quite frankly, that's catastrophically horrific, because we're not talking about the discussion of a property line or a disagreement on something. We're talking about electromagnetic fields. We're talking about highly penetrating electromagnetic fields and blanket coverage. And, you know, if I can just carry on with this, you know, we had to dig into this to find out where were the exposure codes, what were they doing, how was this allowed to even happen? And it's just horrific that when you move forward with a code that says we're missing causality, the purpose of the code also says that they admit they're inducing currents into you, but not enough currents into you to actually heat your water molecules. So now you've got this incredibly flawed science that's moving forward because they're missing causality. All these experts out there talking about these frequencies not hurting people, how are you an expert when you're missing causality? So guess what? We found out through this whole process that, and this was going through due process, as we do. We report to our authorities. We go through all jurisdictions. We never blindside anybody because we're trying to cover our butts. We're trying to work for medicine, work for everybody. And it was when we did this through Radiation Canada that they said, you know, here's the exposure code that we're using, the specific absorption rate. Here's a plastic head filled with water and a temperature probe in it. It's got nothing to do with anything human, but that's what happens when you move forward with a ridiculous code like this as well. But again, that the idea that they admit they're inducing currents, but that's to be avoided, by the way, because your medical arena, and I know I'm talking fast here in lots, but here's that beautiful diagram on the front of your website related to this. And it was so nice to look at that because it talks about EMF and effects. Well, people said, how can that hurt us? How can this hurt us? Because if I step back from the smart meter 2 feet, you know, I'd have to be doing a cell phone call for 100,000 years or whatever they talk about with that ridiculous analogy, when the reality is this. The specific absorption rate only considered cell phones as an end-use device. So the specific absorption rate was done in a sterile environment. When we asked the radiation guys, how many antennas were talking to that cell phone when you did that test, and what was their orientation to the field specific to that stupid, ridiculous plastic head, and they said we didn't include any antennas. You can't leave antennas out of it. It's like leaving the bullet out of a gun. You can't leave that out. It's just it's like saying, hey, my toaster's not plugged in, but it hurt me. Now, when we said this with Wi-Fi. Well, you're right. And imagine this with Wi-Fi. It's embarrassing to see industry and government move forward with this when these guys made this analogy. Oh, we're going to use the same science for Wi-Fi and smart meters that we used for cell phones. Those people aren't standing and holding their heads next to their laptops. Curtis isn't at home with his head next to his smart meter, so they're good for 24/7 exposure, but they left out the routers. They left out the infrastructure, radiating entire areas. And here's why this is important. You know, stimulation of tissue is to be avoided. That's the power of the code. The strength of the code is unintentional stimulation of tissue is to be avoided because experimental studies show it can lead to nerve and muscle depolarization. So you think about those EMF triggers. Well, here when I cross-examined William Bailey of the Exponent Group in front of the Utilities Commission, I said, in order for people to be hurt by these frequencies, I said, they have to be exposed to them. He said, correct. They have to be exposed. Then under cross-examination of the engineer, he said, we take great exception to you saying we're going to irradiate 17,000 square kilometers and hurt people. And I said, is your coverage area 17,000 square kilometers, and are you going to deploy those frequencies over that coverage area? And he said, yes. They further went on to go on and make this you can imagine I'm cross-examining the experts related to this, these people that are running around pretending that these frequencies are safe. The IEEE, and shame on them for what they got into with this, because I wouldn't want to be insured for what they're insured for. But here again, I'm questioning them, hoping that they're going to technically just beat me up at this Utilities Commission hearing. And I said, what's the voltage of a cell? Minus 70 millivolts. How many frequencies associated with a human being or a brain? And Bailey went off to say, oh, there's all kinds of this. Well, already you're electrically saying damning evidence. Skolnikov got into the fact, he mentioned absolute zero, which means this: every atom and molecule in existence has its own frequencies. These things are vibrating. Thermal radiation is everything vibrating at those different frequencies. And here's what happens electrically. When you mix frequencies, you have to add them up. So imagine hundreds of trillions of frequencies. And I said this to Skolnikov, the electrical engineer. If you mix two frequencies of anything, what happens? He said, you get four resultant frequencies. Can inducing currents create heat inside people? Absolutely. Can high-speed polarization do this? Yes. You know, and the idea that we talked about this just briefly, of the idea that he admitted that these 900 megahertz is penetrating the ground up to over 39 inches. So here's the bottom line with this for us. We confine frequencies and EMFs to wires. And the reason being, when wires are clumped together, and like a piece of Lumex in your walls or triplet, whatever you want to put in there, those electromagnetic fields actually cancel each other out. It's the single power lines that are very dangerous. It's the smart meter, this wireless exposure and this blanket exposure is extremely and extremely, and I want to say this to people, absolutely critically dangerous. It's a 911, because as soon as this engineer for the utility says, we're going to blanket 17,000 square kilometers, that means you've created a 17,000-kilometer electrical circuit, but it's wireless. So everything in 17,000 square kilometers, including atmosphere, trees, bees, bugs, it doesn't matter what it is, and penetrating the ground, you are going to electromagnetically induce everything. Everything in existence, all biology. These guys are using the specific absorption rate. Imagine this, even with this. I even questioned him and said, did you inform municipalities as to what you're doing? And we talked about building code because these frequencies and these EMFs going through walls are going to cause high-speed vibrations. They called that a hypothesis on my part instead of understanding this. The building code is very specific to vibrations, seismic activities, et cetera, et cetera. These guys are using the specific absorption rate to bypass the authority of the municipality, the jurisdiction of the municipalities. They're going to radiate their buildings, and they're going to cause high-speed acceleration, high-speed corrosion of those buildings. They will not comply with code. They will not be insurable. You will not get mortgages. It will compromise fire separations. You will compromise infrastructure. You will change civil engineers' designs. You will redefine science. You will kill all agriculture, kill all bees, kill all life. You will knock the foliage off of trees, where we are documenting solar EMFs generating heat on the surface of the planet close to boiling temperature. And this is why this is horrible.
The increased solar temperature as a result of more of the Wi-Fi, more of this, I want to say, integration of these energy fields that is having a toasting effect.
Well, even this, on top of, that's why it is so technically complex, because
here's
watershed commissioners out of Washington State saying, what is this going to do to my watershed? I said, first off, the electromagnetic induction of your trees, I said, is going to increase cellular voltages and kill your trees. After you've killed your trees, now your ground is going to be subjected to solar radiation, where this high-speed frequencies and high-speed EMFs are going to cause that ground to superheat, where it's going to kill fish and watersheds and spawning. And here's this domino effect, and plus what you said. Here's Fortis BC saying, yes, we're going to radiate 17,000 square kilometers without even understanding this. You're creating a 17,000 square kilometer heat sink, and you're going to vibrate the crap out of the whole atmosphere and generate heat, which is going to create this wet, more weather severity. And guess what? The smart meter program is really not saving any energy whatsoever. And it's not insurable. And when I'm talking fast with this, you know, it's because this is so urgent, because to find out that utilities and governments and industry moved forward without consultation of engineers, architects, biologists, hydrologists, medicine, academia. They didn't go to municipalities and said, hey, what if we electromagnetically induce your population? Oh, and by the way, do those people have pacemakers? They're not supposed to be in an electromagnetic field. But the idea that they were allowed to bypass regulatory process, and here's where that ignorance and greed and stupidity get together and say, hey, this stuff's really good, instead of, guess what? You've redefined electricity, except you're using everybody in that dirty circuit, rocks and birds and bees and you name it. It's just, it's really disgusting. And I've actually asked environmentalists, I said, what's the best word I can use? And they said, ecocide. And I said, is that a word? Because it's applicable. And no economy. Imagine this, kill the plants, kill everything. There's going to be no economy. There's going to be no taxpayers. And here's the worst part about this. We actually submitted evidence to that utility that you might have on your website there, you'll have very soon, is here's what that energy looks like that they're trying to address, and they are addressing none of it. To be asked by Washington State officials to comment on Seattle wanting to know, hey, is this meter program safe? Is this going to address anything? They've already spent over $200 million, and I get to represent, and I'll qualify and stand by that in a heartbeat, over $200 million, 100% of it is waste. These guys are trying to spend their way out of an energy issue instead of addressing it. And again, it's not insurable.
Right, and from the non-insurable side is because of the liability, because it didn't go into compliance of what the regulation is, correct?
You are so right, because here's what everybody does, is that when we consult on buildings, very specific, even to the smart meter issue, structural engineers don't want to hear an opinion. They want to say, tie this into building code. We're covering our butts. We're going through due process, because they're only going to be insured and financed in mortgage based on compliance with building codes, compliance with electrical codes. That's why I imagine these guys being compliant with electrical codes, but with this mass smart meter deployment, electricians wouldn't do this. So these guys said, hey, we have to get a bunch of paper boys, and we've got to get them to mass install these meters where they've done 5 million in Florida, 1.7 in BC Hydro, 105,000 in Saskatchewan, millions in California, Pennsylvania, and all these things. And these guys don't understand this. Here's the electrical reality. You have created a real hell inside that meter base, that if it isn't a fire now, it doesn't mean it's not going to be one later. And that's for real. And when insurers find out, and they're starting to find out now, that utilities have actually blamed homeowners for their wiring. They've blamed them for the fires instead of here's the electrical reality. Those unqualified people are pulling those meters off those buildings under electrical load, and you are causing surges inside the building where you're going to take out electronics. You're going to cause those problems. And then you've got a meter base that has never, ever, ever been electrically maintained. Now, I say this because I have personally and professionally worked and saved industry hundreds of billions of dollars by troubleshooting these electrical hotspots, regular electrical maintenance for big oil, for all the above, to catch these problems. So now you've got this meter base. This meter might have been in this building for 20 years, 50 years. Now you've got this person comes along and starts pulling on this thing. Well, you don't know if the components are welded. You don't know how brittle that is. It's under load. It's going to have hot spot, and it needs maintenance. And then they slam another meter back on, and you've got a festering problem that might not cause a fire until later on. And the margin of error is zero on this. So people need to understand this. Insurers are going to follow us. We are the government certified professionals. We're accountable. So anybody in your listening audience, here's what they need to do. These guys lied to insurers. You know, listen, they have to, and here, listen, I say this because I say this. Our job is to report to our authority. Once those guys don't do their jobs, listen, they're going to have to be accountable. But these politicians and these utility companies, and through the people working with them, listen, they lied to insurance companies. And whether they did it innocently or just following that party rule, don't care. Anybody in the country, anybody, quite frankly, in the world that has had anybody sneak on their property and pull that meter under load when they weren't home or when they were home or doing those things needs to take that information on your website and more that will be coming soon to their insurance company, because insurance companies need to know that's the utility's liability. Those guys have no business touching your meter base. That's the property of the owner. The meter is theirs, and here's why this is significant as well. If somebody said to me, Curtis, we want you to come and just change this meter on this building, I'd say, no. And they'd say, why not? And I'd say, if I touch that meter, I said, one, the meter's not mine. I said, you have to get the utility to remove that. I said, but you better understand this. You move that off of there, and you're going to have some electrical problems, and that means we're going to have to stay there and fix it to maintain the electrical integrity of that circuit. Electrical professionals wouldn't just touch that stuff like that, where these young kids and these unqualified people have caused problems that threaten just literally millions and millions and millions of people. And insurers are going to go crazy.
And what you mean by unqualified individuals, I'm going to just clarify, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, or you can elaborate on it, Curtis, is basically someone hired for a summer job, et cetera, does not have the experience just being the hands and arms of somebody in the field.
You're so much so that you can imagine this as this is a nice thing about me having both an electrical background as well as an engineering background specific to
and
buildings
regulatory.
Because you understand more of it. And because you're right, when we wire a building, we wire everything including the meter bases. It's the utility and their linemen, their credentialed professionals are our last line, because these guys will come in. They're doing a final inspection. Electrical inspection does this, and their credentialed electrical professionals put those meters on. That's it. The idea that even somebody told me that they have got ads in the paper where, listen, you need 2 weeks' experience to do this. It takes an electrician 5 years.
Right. It does for 5 years' experience, and even when they put in telephone lines, those people have to do an apprentice and everything.
To meet that government standard, the government standard. And again, here's with electricians. You know, there are times when you have to work on live equipment, and I've done that, but I'll tell you what. It is so incredibly dangerous, because just a little error of any particular kind, and that's why when I say this and people go, if they want to say, I doubt what he's saying, this stuff will kill you. This stuff will blow your arms off, where even imagine this in our training over these 5 years. Curtis, are you right-handed? Yes. Okay. When you guys are going to finish wiring this equipment and you don't know exactly if everything's going to be okay, you stand to the side and use your left arm, so that way it'll just blow that one off your body. And it's actually, you can imagine harnessing the electron. Again, this is all so we can meet those government standards. And that's why it's so important with this too, where now I'm just blessed to work and lecture in two medical education programs and these very progressive programs. And they're actually energy medicine programs. But what we bring to that program is this. Energy for us starts above absolute zero or above minus 459 degrees Fahrenheit. So we actually show energy images in this program. And energy images mean we'll show here's what oil looks like in water. Here's what these explosions can potentially look like in electrical information. Here's what this energy waste looks like for real. And I guess the best way to put that is that when I lectured at a university after I was finished, they said they just stopped and they said, you guys have evolved temperature out of a calculator. And I said, correct. He said, your own double education is in a calculator. I said, correct. I said, we just couldn't see it. So you'd like this, Dr. Hilde, because we actually show also non-invasive imaging of cancers and changes in physiology. But energy, mm-hmm. energy, energy. And the most important part with this is this. These programs are for continuing medical education credits and recognized now, I guess, in North America. So in January of 2011, the dangers of these technologies and these frequencies and causation was lectured at the University of Central Florida for education credits required for ongoing medical licensing. It was approved by Florida State Boards of Medicine, Dentistry, Nursing, and things that, quite frankly, I don't even understand. And you'll even appreciate that with my ignorance that medical education finally said to me, they said, Curtis, you have to put something else in your credentials. And I said, I got enough going on. And they said, yeah, you have to put adjunct faculty. And I said, what the heck is that? And so, of course, you realize the significance of your lecturing at that accredited level. And it's just really important that that be recognized. But that's why people have to know that as well. I specifically, in my capacity leading this lecture for education credits required for ongoing medical licensing, and here is what I have stated, and it's a reality today. It is the exposure codes that say that this will trigger nerves. And William Bailey, under cross-examination to me, said, yes, the frequencies, the EMFs trigger nerves in labs. He also said your hormonal and immune systems are tied together. So you think about this interference with all at the same time. And here, because the specific absorption rate left out the routers and the infrastructure and this blanket coverage, as soon as you incorporate those, you've got, okay, here's how people are being hit by head to toe. Here is that front picture on your link right there showing here are the biological ramifications of this. Here's this EMF interference with those parts of your body, and blanket coverage substantiates you're hitting them from head to toe. You've changed the scope of medical diagnosis, but imagine this. They didn't tell anybody. They didn't go to medicine and say, hey, what's the big deal if we do this blanket coverage thing and neurologically stimulate people, or even do that while they're going to school?
Correct, in school. And I want to add into this, Curtis, that from not only this field that is generated within, I'm going to say, your living system, you know, within your home or in schools, et cetera, if you have that room or that building sprayed for pesticides, there's residue. Those residues are amplified and going into you. It is driven into you. At the same time, metals that you may already have been exposed to, your heavy metals, your silver, your lead, your copper, whatever you may be working with or exposed to with lead pipes or anything, there is a residue that goes to your nervous system. As you're in these fields, as it is doing with the exposure to the nervous system and triggering those responses to the endocrine system and the immune system and also neurological integrity of that neurotree system, it puts it at greater risk. This is why with like nanomaterials that are designed to go on and trigger into neurostimulation into the nerves or even the particles or anything. The smaller the particle allows it to go into the cell versus coating it. That's why some people many times they'll say, just as an example of what you're saying, but at a bigger scale of what you're saying, this is a micro as to the larger scale, the macro, is like if you had metal particles in your body, in your hand, and you touch your mouth and you're receiving the EMF field from the mouth, it's going to vibrate. It's going to feel more electrical because that's what it's doing. But at the same time, that same experience, if anyone's ever had that, this is what you're talking about in a bigger scale within a room with what you're doing, because some of these materials on the nano, they also have antennas. They are amplified by other compounds or any of this, so you may be at greater risk. Even with the use of them in medicine, they're using radioactive pharmaceuticals, which also has telemetric medicine. How do you think you're going to read the sensors? The more Wi-Fi is the more sensor reading, and then you're going to have amplification, you know?
Well, you think about what you just said, and Dr. Lynch's brilliant toxicology doctor out of Florida asked me this question. We were talking about Lyme patients. He said, okay, Curtis, if these frequencies are interfering, or these EMFs are interfering with everything, he said, in regards to a Lyme patient or something, he said, couldn't they interfere with that bug or whatever and cause them to excrete more toxins? And I said, you know what, never even thought about that. And to hear about somebody else talk about, you know, Fukushima particles and here's this high-speed vibrations of these frequencies inside you inducing currents into you, and even to hear an analogy to an internal explosion. So you're
correct.
Absolutely right. And again, what these guys have done with these EMFs is this. They've said, listen, we just want just a little bit of power density, and now a little bit more, and a little bit more, which is just more of an electrocution, more electrical load, and more dangerous. And even taking this further, and I want to make sure that we do this too, is that even when I cross-examine Skolnikov as an electrical engineer, shame on him, because when I said, couldn't these EMFs induce a charge on something inside a building and cause an explosion, cause a fire? For an electrical engineer to try to cover his butt and be an electrical engineer and say it's possible but not probable, which is just him, quite frankly, just not being a professional. Because the bottom line is, if you blast these frequencies through walls and roofs, you're inducing charges. And I'm actually getting calls from engineers that are talking about, Curtis, my parents are walking across the floor and they're discharging like little lightning bolts. And I laughed and he said, it's not funny. And I said, you're damn right it's not funny. I said, you're in a big area. They've induced these charges into you. And I said, every time your parents get close to something, they're grounding out. And I said, it's
right.
Like a little lightning discharge. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that interference with you, with your what you do, with what you do. It's horrible, horrible.
Yeah,
it'll undermine everything.
And a prime example is we've all seen many of the pictures of Nikola Tesla when he was doing all his electrical experiments and touching the electricity and letting it go through his body and that. But he also had cork underneath his shoes, too, to help with the grounding. But the thing is, this is prime examples of what is happening in your body. And also, the new thermoplastics, the coatings that are used on them that are now being part of, you mentioned earlier, pacemakers, but meaning these, I'm going to say meshes or anything that can go into the body that is used for a medicinal purpose,
yes.
You know, in correcting the situation, they have like positive, negative charge. These are piezoelectrical in charging in that. They're going to amplify any of that electromagnetic or any of the RF frequency or anything that's in there.
The meshes have that in it?
Well, they can. The newer one.
Listen, and here's the thing that you and I know. And again, I want people to understand this. And again, listen, I had to come a long way to reach this because when I grew up and they said, what's your worst subject? And I said, science. And that's just because I didn't know any better. But people need to understand this. Just like Star Trek, everything in existence, your tables, your chairs, your shovels, your brooms, your children, your hair, your trees, your plants, everything in existence is electrical. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter that it's plastic or it doesn't matter any of those things, your tables. So when Dr. Hildy's talking about this stuff, you imagine one inducing charges. And when you talk about this mesh, I just think about, okay, well, if this mesh has got a higher emissivity, then you're going to be able to actually induce more charges into it. It's going to interact with that mesh. And now I think about what that mesh is designed for. Not only are you going to induce currents into it, and you're going to have inrush currents, the high-speed vibrations is going to rip the mesh apart. You're going to have high-speed oscillations, literally billions of times. If it's 900 megahertz, it's going to happen 1.8 billion times per measurable second. And if you think of taking a pencil and standing it up and flipping it 180 degrees so that it's just going this way, 1.8 billion times a second. And here again with Fortis BC, and I want to call these guys out because, listen, they can hold me accountable. If I'm lying, listen, I can go to jail for those things. But Mark Warren, if you can believe this, this guy's an engineer for a utility, and he said, Curtis, what you're talking about with those oscillations is a hypothesis. It's an electrical reality. It's what frequencies do. It's what EMFs do. The frequencies is the speed. Those electromagnetic fields are expanding and collapsing billions of times per measurable second. And here's why I want to state this one. I've actually heard from people, they can't prove that. That's not true. We have actually imaged 60 hertz, extremely low frequency in an electrical application, just because of an installation problem that would have caused catastrophic electrical failure in a utility's electrical systems. And again, they had to fix it because we're working for them and their insurers at the same time with this. So you're absolutely right. I can't even think about all the things that you've been asked to deal with this, Dr. Hilly, because, again, with this, when engineers say they're going to have to qualify this. Now, Dr. Skolnikoff, and I hope, Dr. Skolnikoff, I hope you're going to be listening to this, because you said under cross-examination that you would revise your report. It would be your duty as an electrical engineer to revise your reporting on safety. And guess what? You're also insured for errors or omissions. So you better be revising your reporting, because all of those frequencies and those frequency interactions were left out that he will never, ever, ever in a billion years be able to do. Because, Dr. Hilly, here's what we've basically talked about. We've had an electrician, here's a lineman working seven stories away in a single line, and there's a live line 70 feet away. Well, he makes a mistake, and that line is running parallel to that live line, so guess what? It induces the dead line and kills him dead in just a second. If he would have been perpendicular to it, he wouldn't have felt a thing. So every time when they talk about, oh, depending on how these EMFs are hurting you is your orientation to the fields, your angle that you're facing those things, and then you think about the complexity of systems I do not understand, your biological systems and your nerves and your lymph and everything, limbs, everything moving in these different directions, and you are creating a biological hell that I can't even say what that would equate to, mm-hmm. except that I have used this analogy when they say they're doing this to a fetus. Would you hear them screaming if they had vocal cords?
Yeah, you would.
Oh, God.
I want to add to this, too. You mentioned the direction of the antenna, which we're looking at routers or any of this thing. But I also want to bring out, and whether you agree or disagree or why you disagree, that in many things that are within the body, as with other animals or even like metal collars or anything, those metals can amplify and change the direction of the signal. And in your body, each organ has its own polarity, its own charge within it, and then, yes, your whole body has a total charge within it that keeps that balance. You could be fine on one end of one organ, but it could be directly hitting, say, your left ovary and have problems on that. I don't know if you agree or disagree.
No, what you're talking is just 100%. If you're being hit by these fields, and imagine with what you just said is your orientation to the field. So it's like if I was hiding behind that those cloths that you use, but here you're going to give me an X-ray. If I stuck my arm out, well, my arm's going to get hit by the electromagnetic field, and that's what you want to happen or not happen. That's the exposure you want, but you're absolutely right that if the field only hit your ovaries in one angle, then as soon as you change direction, you are doing just unrealized things across the board. And again, remember this thing that they admit they're inducing currents. And Ohm's law, as I said, is, mm-hmm. Your cells are trying to maintain a very specific voltage, and this is increasing cellular voltage where, when I asked a biologist, what happens if you increase cellular voltage? They die.
Yeah, they die, and thus that can initiate target organ death and then succumbing to the whole body. It's basically initiating a premature death.
Well, you imagine change what you just said there in the orientation to the fields, the organs having different frequencies, all these different electrical considerations and their polarity. That's what these EMFs are doing by bathing you in this. They're changing that information every second, and every time you move and your body's moving at different angles. But there, a real thing that has to be recognized as well with this is because it's so complex. You know, when we go to our governments and say, listen, did you guys cover this? My own government lied to me. When we're saying, what did you do with this? How the heck did you do this? Well, these politicians started wiggling and trying to run around this thing, but here's the reality. Even, I don't know if you heard about people in Illinois being arrested for stopping policemen. Policemen need to understand this, and the legal department needs to understand this, the Justice Department needs to understand this. You're putting people in an electromagnetic field, which means you are subtly electrocuting them. You've put them in an electrical circuit, which means, Curtis, if you make this analogy with a wired thing, if you touch that wire, you're in the electrical circuit and you're being electrocuted. And we want to get you off there in just a millisecond because this stuff can kill you. Sometimes you can't even get them off of there because it will just literally blow their parts off their body and light them on fire, and that's the end of it. Policemen mm-hmm. need to know this. These people are not electro-hypersensitive. Just their orientation to the fields can change how they are, the size that they are, the hydration, all of the things you talk about with the fragility of different people and seniors and otherwise. What the Justice Department needs to know with this is this. They are being subtly electrocuted or subtly tased. And you and I know this. If somebody was tasing people and tasing people and tasing people, these guys would arrest them or shoot them. And what these guys need to do is, this utility didn't understand what they were doing. Too bad. Those that don't know, now they're going to know. These people need to be arrested. And that's the bottom line, because every meter they put in a building is a compromise. They should be stopped immediately. And here's the thing for me as well. I am here to be held accountable as any professional should be, but you're not dismissed regarding these things. This is my area of expertise, and we are the first response to the first response. And when I say this will kill people, this will kill all of these things, and Dr. Hilde, when you and I had this very brief conversation on earthworms, mm-hmm. you think about this exposure code is based on kilograms of tissue, so many watts per pounds of tissue, so many watts they're going to put into a 200-pound man for 6-minute exposure. When you think about a worm, this incredibly important systems that I don't even understand, and those pollinators that don't weigh kilograms, and you got, and people better understand this: you kill those pollinators, we are finished. There will be no more food. We have to understand this for all reasons in the world. And again, for people listening to this that are even doubters, you have to imagine this. For these guys to move forward on an exposure code that admits, and you can actually see that on that link there, Safety Code 6, the same standards. We're missing causality, biological plausibility, and reproducibility. But as soon as we find out, we'll change the code. And you and I briefly discussed this because the causal link is you're electromagnetically inducing everything, and the blanket coverage was verified under cross-examination, and that's what they have to do to make that wireless nonsense work. As soon as you incorporate cellular voltages, frequencies, and that electrical information, well, you've got biological plausibility. And here's that important part. When medicine said, Curtis, are you telling the bioinitiative guys what to do? And I said, no. I said, I'm not qualified. But they said, you are substantiating the electrical mechanism that substantiates that their reporting. Correct. Curtis, they're beating up Barry Chauer on this. They're beating up Jerry Flynn. They're beating up David Carpenter, Ole Johansson, the disrespect that they've shown you and others regarding this. And I said, it's because you've got people trying to explain electricity, electromagnetic induction, electromagnetic fields interacting with circuits, except guess what? These dirty circuits have got rocks, trees, wood, birds, bees, and guess what? Even that dirty circuit, you're probably being billed for what this is doing and going through critters and roofs and buildings. And there will be no more education. Now imagine this for this part of it, for me to say this to engineers. You're insured for errors or omissions. These EMFs interacting with your buildings are causing damage by the measurable second. When these guys say, oh, we're transmitting a couple of times a day or one time a day, I don't care if it's, they say, a half a time a day. The EMFs are on 24/7, which means you're getting a 24/7 radiation dosage, and your buildings aren't designed for it. And this is where people need to go to their municipalities, and quite frankly, the municipalities need to step up too. And if I were them, I told Washington, you better lawyer up. You've already spent over $200 million, and that's not taxpayers' money. You have to go after these groups. And here's something I want to say, too, because you're going to have some of these meter guys listening to this as well, and they're going to say, our meters aren't those same ones that are catching on fire. Our meters are different. When you've got unqualified people playing with electrical equipment, they are not qualified to even touch. They shouldn't even be close to it. Your equipment's got nothing to do with it. So this is even separate of their equipment that should not have any radio frequency antennas whatsoever in it. And again, I want to say this because here's what utilities are representing as well. Even BC Hydro says this. The meter base reflects the frequencies from the meter away from the building. And then they show their grid where they're blasting the whole neighborhood. So guess what? While the meter base might reflect some frequencies from the meter, the routers are blasting the building from top to bottom and you in it. And then on top of that, they have another antenna that they've put inside these meters, which is a Wi-Fi or a Zigbee chip, and that's Wi-Fi frequencies, 2.4 gigahertz. And what they want to do with that is they want to put a whole bunch of wireless devices inside your buildings, and they haven't even named how many, 10, 15, 20. They don't know if it's going to be next to your babies. They don't know if it's going to be next to your grandma with a pacemaker. And these guys are just raging forward with this radiation weapon and ignoring everything because they think they've got the money for this. When here's what I would tell them, and as I tell Fortis, guess what? You do not have the money for this. And you are going to be sued to extinction. And then on top of that, here's the other part as well. I've done this with lawyers. I've done this with everybody across the board. I am a credentialed government professional. If I take shortcuts and make mistakes and hurt people and kill people, am I liable? And the answer is 100%. So these guys need to understand this as well. Once you're in the know of what these EMFs are doing, guess what? You've got to do your job or you will be recklessly endangering the public. And if you've been elected to represent those, don't fall for that stuff because there's going to be a liability. And except with this liability, it's like I even said to a lawyer that you know. I said, you and I drive by someplace and we see a crime taking place and people get hurt and we don't report it. What happens? Reckless endangerment, criminal negligence, call it what you like. And if anybody thinks this, that lawyers are going to shut down their businesses and insurers are going to shut down their businesses, that's not going to happen. They were never told. Imagine biologists never being told biological voltages and hell on earth has been created inside all types of biology. But they were never consulted or informed of the fact that biology is changing. Is your degree going to be good anymore? It changes our business electrically. It changes any business. And even for me, I don't even inspect. I refuse to inspect buildings. When they say, we want you to look at this building, I said, no. I said, I cannot rule out what these EMFs are doing to your building. I said, they're not releasing information. And I said, under no circumstances will I get involved.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you mentioned in reference to degree. The degree gives you the tool that you went to school to get specialized education in that area. It's what you do beyond that to make the profession.
100%, but even for these guys, you know, and again, for me, for you, for whatever, mm-hmm. the idea that they've effectively undermined education. They didn't do
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Saying,
they've
hey, we're going to do this, but this is what ignorance and greed do when they do these things, but they will undermine education across the board.
Yeah, no time to be ostriches, put your head in the sand, and no time to...
And again, the important part, too, is, and I get this where people will call me and say, Curtis, thank you for your work. And I said, I am doing my job, no more, no less. And others are going to do their jobs, too. They just weren't told. And here's what you can tell these guys that are listening, and I hope the radio frequency guys are listening as well. You're killing your own children, guys, your own mothers, your own fathers. Your pets, your all the above. And now imagine this for greedy people. And this is why I want to say this too. And this is why you do not do this. And for those of you that don't believe me, now I want to do a disclaimer first. When I tell you to hop over that fence and grab a hold of that wire, I'm really kidding. But you know this. If I told you don't touch that wire, it means don't touch that wire. You're going to be killed or something worse.
Mm-hmm.
So when archaeologists call and say, what would these EMFs do to our museum? What will they do to our artifacts? What will they do to our wealth? What will they do to our sites? What will they do to the pyramids? What will they do to all of it? And I said, oh, my God. I said, they will cause accelerated corrosion of the museum. I said, they will cause accelerated corrosion of all artifacts in there. And then you can get into that idea that you talked about with the meshes or titaniums where when it hits something that's more reflective, it's just going to bounce and go in a different direction and who the heck knows what. But
right,
you're going to do that until...
Yeah, what I was
going
to say, it amplifies the effect, whether it's just increasing the amplitude, the voltage within your body, but at the same time, whatever the toxic effect of the, I'm going to say the chemical, the metal, it's also amplified. I also want to bring out in the German study, I don't know if you saw that, but in the German studies that they did in the last, I think it was in the last year, that they showed the more EMF in the field that you had increased mold, thus more, you know, like yeast within your body, et cetera. It was like, I can't remember, it was like 600 times more than one who was not exposed to those electrical fields.
When you say mold?
Like mold, like yeast or
well, you know, you know, just what you said before, why couldn't it grow faster? Why couldn't it cause, you know, that mutations or those things to happen?
Correct.
And here, what you said is this too, and here's where this gets interesting. We, everybody's seen this part where you take magnets and lead filings and you'll use a north pole and a south pole and you'll see the lines of flux going towards each other, and then you'll turn them around so the poles are alike and you'll see the lines of flux go behind and away from it. Well, here's what I've even said to people, and I'm even trying to figure out how the heck you'd even figure this out, and I'm looking forward to much smarter people than me getting involved in this, but I said, what is happening when these different EMFs and these different speeds and these different power densities are colliding with each other? Because the electromagnetic fields are not going to want to cross each other. So they're going to bounce off, and is it going to cause some science that I don't even know with this collision and whatever is caught in that collision? You just do not blast EMFs around like this. And for people that, again, want to say that this is a good thing because you love your technology, do you use a compass? Do you understand that the Earth's got a magnetic field? That's because this planet has a magnetic field, not a man-made electromagnetic field. And while we're on that topic, I want, because these guys have to be accountable as well, Dr. William Bailey, the statistician out of the Exponent Group, when we talked about what is this doing to pollinators, bugs and bees and all the above. Do you know what? These, and this is why these guys are going to go to jail for their reckless endangerment, because for a guy with his credentials or pretends to have these, those credentials to say that bees, bugs, and pollinators and everything else in the world adapt to these EMFs, because that's what we've done from the beginning of time. We didn't have man-made EMFs like this to adapt to from the beginning of time. They didn't exist. But for
it
to have him.
And they didn't have so much of it.
And right, and here he is just still trying to flog his product and move forward with this stuff when, guess what? And here I'd say this to these guys too. These guys are little troubleshooters, you know, selling their services for a lot of money, going around the world disputing that these technologies are hurting people. Their time is up. They better understand this and they better hear this. When they go forward now and represent the safety of these technologies, they will be accountable for their reckless endangerment and for the people that are mutated and the people that are hurt. That nonsense is done. And if I worked for the FCC, and again, here's when I sound passionate with this. When we work for big oil, it doesn't matter who we're working for. You can imagine this with our job. We troubleshoot their molecular explosions before they happen. And we work with their professionals to do this incredibly dangerous work. But the flip side of not listening to us when we say, hey, you got to shut this down, it's not popular. But if you don't shut it down, you're going to have real problems. And that includes big explosions. And that includes people being hurt. That includes death. And more importantly for these guys, money. So these guys need to understand that with this. When I'm talking like this and say, you can't do that, that means you can't do that, in my opinion, is not singular. So you put these guys on notice as well. And these city councilors, I want to do this too, because this just happened up here where some city councilors went, or some people went to their city council, and the city council said to them, if you bring us any more of this ridiculous nonsense, we're even going to bring a lawyer involved in this. Well, city councilors need to be put on notice as well. You were not informed. Those people are right. Your jurisdiction is being radiated. You guys, unfortunately, this is what they've created for you. You've got to get involved with this, because otherwise you're going to have liability that you don't even understand. But that's also going to include this. Here's the reality. Those EMFs are shaking buildings and vibrating them at twice the speed of the frequencies, which is 1.8 billion times per measurable second, expanding and collapsing inside walls and people, over 84,000 times per day. And now you imagine this, too. This is doing this with Wi-Fi, 4.8 billion times per measurable second. And when they reach a point where civil engineers say, guess what? That building doesn't comply with code, you're not going to get occupancy no matter what it is, even if it's a hospital.
And you're not going to get insurance.
You're not going to get insurance. That's what people have to understand. Anybody that's worked with insurance companies, guess what? You're not going to get insurance. These guys are insured for errors or omissions, and they weren't told. This is why when I'm talking this passionately with this, we tell these guys to duck for all particular reasons, because engineers are not going to sit back and take this beating and then say, oh, listen, we'll pay out billions of dollars on insurance for our infrastructure problems. And, hey, the city will shut down. We'll just pay off all this stuff, and you guys just keep radiating the crap out of our municipality. It's not going to happen. And, again, shame on these guys, and shame on any administrator that thinks he's going to step forward, because guess what? We don't have administrators where we work. The administrators that work where we are those good men and women that are working and administering a real problem, not going on to any place where we work and trying to say, hey, this is a little bit of an inconvenience. Could you let this place blow up or these people be killed? And it's not going to happen. So, again, we're saying this for all reasons in the world. And I say this, lawyers said this to me. They said, you're covering your ass. And I said, you bet I'm covering my ass. If I didn't report in my capacity even talking about changing medical diagnosis or everything that I possibly know related to this, I'm going to be liable, and that's not going to happen.
Right, on your watch. Yep.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a duty. Here's that coolest part about our job. We work with all atoms and molecules, and I really take great pride in representing that. We represent that life that can't represent itself, be it the watersheds, be it whatever. And you guys, people need to understand this. There will be no more food. There will be no more work. There will be no more economy. So guess what? And that is the electrical reality of this.
And also the new business of when you wipe out humanity, what do you have? Androids. And they can do all the other work possibly. But that's a whole other show, right, Curtis?
Yeah, you can do it too. And again, something you talked about with this too, and you talked about, even nanoparticles and these things mm-hmm. coming. Here's something that I get to deal with all the time and when they say, listen, what do you think about one person said, Curtis, I'm being targeted. I said, what's your, what do you mean by targeting? And they said, well, I just know that they're following me everywhere. And so we just did a little bit of work with them, and I said, here's how you're being targeted. And they said, how? And I said, you're using these cards with all these radio frequency IDs on them. I said, and you're using a cell phone. I said, you're using your Interact. You're using your charge cards where today's now these guys can just know everything that you're doing in a heartbeat. And quite frankly, companies that have no right knowing this information should know that. Versus there are the ones where actually, when you talk about here are these things they're implanting. Here's this stuff where, listen, they can scan you. Listen, when they talk about, hey, we're going to put radio frequency capabilities on your passport, once they install the grid, all you have to do is install programs. And once you've got those programs in place, let me tell you something. These guys are reading information like you can't even understand and I can't understand, and it is violating our privacy. And it's not because I've got anything to hide. These corporations and these marketing guys and doing those things, they're out of line. So you're absolutely right that is it going to happen? Is it happening? Yes. And it's just a cry and shame for all reasons in the world, because here when I say to actually one radio frequency guy said, Curtis, I don't believe this is going to happen. I said, how many people kill their own customers? I said, what the heck is the purpose of that? I said, who are you going to bill after this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, never mind this. I don't know if people have heard about this, because here's the reality that's coming. There's a lawsuit case moving forward. I guess federal courts just allowed it for brain tumors related to 29 people.
Right,
this law group. And here I want people to know this for real, because your lawyers are going to need to know this, that you've been hurt by these EMFs. And again, I say this for all reasons in the world, because we've told our governments what to do. We've said, hey, you can't do this. And for these guys to use words like, Curtis, you're making us feel defensive, that's really not qualified electrical or legal language for us on this. But those guys in Michigan for the cell phone radiation, they're suing for $100 million per plaintiff, and there's 29 of them. That's $2.9 million. Everybody that's been
$2.9 billion.
Everybody that's been subjected to these fields, whether in your city, in your home, quite frankly, guess what? In your workplace or otherwise, guess what? You've got a lawsuit. And then when you get into this stuff where, you know, you've seen this genetic mutation of eggs and ovaries, it just doesn't take much to do this, and it's happening for real, and the dosage is way over what they talk about.
We're going
to
pick up on this on the second hour, Curtis. Please stay with us. We're going to take a little break and come right back to this electrifying topic.
You're listening to the One Cell, One Light Talk Radio Show with Dr. Hilde. At Integrative Health Systems, they offer a unique approach to healing. Integrative Health Systems utilizes a completely non-invasive proprietary method developed by Dr. Hilde to aid the body in healing, regeneration, and anti-aging therapies. Our company was founded on the cornerstones of science, chemistry, engineering, and medicine as known in the last century, and through this foundation, IHS pierced the veil of the merging of these disciplines into the advanced technology world of molecular, nano, meso, array, and sensor networks as they apply to advanced materials and the identification of true unknowns. Scientists and researchers have always sought the truth in the nature of the real world, which has been our basic foundation at Integrative Health Systems as we address the needs of the various global systems of life. All of us began as a single and unique cell, which then experienced an amazing cosmic cellular burst, the quickening and miracle creation of life itself. This burst of immeasurable energies is a new star being born and formed in the universe, a magnificent light of creation that makes you, you, and me, me. Our goal on every One Cell, One Light radio show is to help you gain more knowledge so you can keep your temple clean, healthy, and spinning its energy into manifested realities of the heart. It's always our wish that each show will help you experience blessings from heaven and beyond. And now, here's Dr. Hilde.
Welcome back to our second hour with my special guest, Mr. Curtis Bennett. Curtis, we were just ending on the first hour in reference to the 29 cell phone cases of brain tumors.
Yes.
And what I want to bring out, meaning there's one is the interaction because physiologically the brain has a protective membrane around it, and there is water around it, which also can send the current through it.
Okay.
And then whatever is going on the brain. But the other thing that also happens that maybe in these, and I haven't kept up with the brain tumor cases outside of just being that there is a lawsuit out there, that also, dentists are finding that there is a loss. Say you used your phone on the right side or the left side of your face, there's being loss or rippling effects in your jaw where you're losing calcium in those areas.
Well, you can imagine this in truly because even the different electrical properties, and it's interesting to measure calcium because there's brighter guys than me that talk about this. When I talked to civil engineers, and I said, this is electromagnetically inducing your walls, and here's what it's doing. He said, well, calcium is going to be affected the most. But here's what's important is that, you know, you think about somebody holding a cell phone next to their head, and it doesn't really, you know, cell phone and smart meter are the same frequencies. One, you've got this phone sending information back and forth, and it is going through your head it's going through the rest of your body. So it's electrically interfering with you at so many different angles. And here's something with that cell phone case as well. I can tell you that without disclosing a heck of a lot, that the reason it was even...
What we have to take into account, like we talked on earlier, is also if you have any dental work, fillings, or maybe a cap, you know, different inlays, maybe gold or anything, may amplify and change, as you stated earlier, the angle.
Amplify the angle. And here's the thing is, magnetism and good applications or electromagnetism, the very basics of any of that is that it causes excitation of electrons. So you, like you say, it's inducing currents, and then you're hitting this stuff at different angles. So it might be going from your teeth into your eyes, into your brain at different angles. There's just so much to consider with this that they never should have done. And again, here's another reason I say this to you too, Dr. Hilde, as well, is that when this was sent to me to even look at, they said, Curtis, they've got tumors. They said, can't you guys see what's going on there before it becomes a mass? And I said, absolutely. And they said, does medicine and do they these guys know that? And I said, no, they don't. So here's what you'd like with some of the work that we've done with this, even specific to these issues. Medicine has said, we want to see what these frequencies are doing in interacting with people, and that's the very basics of what we do with thermal radiation imaging is to isolate inflammation to a pixel and actually show the direction of inflammation, because with injury or infection, there's an inflammatory response. So you can actually isolate the inflammation, show the area of inflammatory response specific to those issues you're talking about, because you can isolate them on one side of the head over another. And even sometimes when we're imaging people, I'll say, what the heck is going on that side of your head? And they said, oh, that's my cell phone ear. Well, holy mackerel. You know, you can see it all. And you're absolutely right that, you know, EMFs, emissivity, the ability for things to absorb and emit energy goes from 0 to 1, with 1 being the perfect black body and very absorbent. These metals and things in your head and your teeth and your titanium and doing those things, these EMFs are going to bounce off them. They're not going to grab them as they would something else, and they're going to go to other parts of your body 100%. And again, you're talking about more amplification. Who the heck knows?
And that amplification, audience, is the vibration that is being felt through the cell. Example, like an earthquake. You know, when you feel it in a city or in your building that you're living on, and you feel, or even the wind on your face in a hurricane, you feel it. This ripple effect is going through the cells, and whatever's on the cell or in it, even if you have more viruses, there's more amplification of the electrical, because viruses love to go to those neurological channels.
And you know, you just think about all those things, and you're absolutely right that what this is doing inside your cells and inside your body. And again, the idea that it's changing voltages, which is, you know, even with medicine, they said to me, Curtis, an inflamed cell has got a different voltage. So then, you know, we actually did work to see if they could see if that inflammation went away and you propped up cellular voltages. But all those things you're talking about, and again, the idea that they didn't inform medicine or consult with you and say, by the way, those things that you're talking about, we didn't even consider them. Imagine this specific absorption rate, and this is what people need to know and just be really angry, quite frankly. The specific absorption rate, 100% of it is based on, if we put you in the microwave and you're a cup of water, we're not heating you. And so, therefore, there are no adverse health effects. So when you even see the two sides arguing science, it was heartbreaking to watch the BC Hydro, or pardon me, the Fortis BC application, where one side is saying, listen, the biological effects are this, and the other side goes, what are you talking about biology? We use the specific absorption rate, flat earth science of water molecules. And so it's just shameful to see that this has gone on. But again, electrical professionals aren't supposed to overwhelm people technically with their educations and help create this nonsense.
Well, it's called, Day of Reckoning. It's all coming. It's all coming. I would like to bring out, because remember when Senator Ted Kennedy was diagnosed with brain tumors and then passed away, he was seen on a lot of pictures using his cell phone. Be interesting if if that was in any of those 29 individuals, because there's a lot of, I'm going to call it politicians, a lot of individuals that are dependent on their cell phones to do business, et cetera. And many times it's going to increase the risk of whatever health disorder that you can have from it. Or even, you know, as you stated earlier, one is mutating your genes. But if you had mutating your genes, it's one of the wild cards that will express those mutations to be expressed.
Well, you know, here you're so right with this. And here's a sad thing with this is, and for us on this end, because you'll like this as well. When a doctor said, Curtis, you know, you guys are doing some good work. But they said, this mechanism linking frequencies to adverse health effects has been missing for decades. And I said, and it's really just shameful. I said, because that's what's allowed these technologies to move forward without the proper work that would go behind them. And again, listen, everybody's in love with their technology, but guess what? You know, some people are in love with crystal meth and cocaine. And the rest of that goes with that. It doesn't make it legal for all reasons in the world. You know, you need to be wired. There's reasons to wire schools. But here's what you'd like with this as well is that for us to read an exposure code that says, listen, the causality has been missing and biological plausibility has been missing, here's where it was a game changer for us. Because, you know, September of 2010, this is reported to Canadian Parliament. In October 26th, you know, through Canadian Parliament Standing Committee on Health, providing expert witness related to this, and it was a game changer. If Canada, and again, the Canadian Prime Minister, these guys are going to go to jail. You know, and again, I want them to hold me accountable. Listen, they can come and get me anytime and do those things. There are reasons they were told as our authority that the causal link had been found reporting these frequencies and EMFs to adverse health effects. So that the World Health Organization, they wouldn't have kicked out that document May 31st of 2011 that said cell phones possibly carcinogenic. The only reason they're saying cell phones are possibly carcinogenic, well, you left out the antennas hitting people from head to toe. You left out satellites, which are, you know, I don't even want to think about the area that the satellites are covering when they're 22,000 miles away.
Oh, yeah, but I want to add with that, there is the new Hitchhiker satellite that has been launched since November of last year that even sits on the moon and also in other areas, you know, not up into the ionosphere, but it's as big as the hand, you know, can sit right on your hand. It's also known as the nanosatellite. So these satellites, or I should say extensions of satellite, working traditionally as a satellite, function of sending and receiving, versus it's not like a repeater that could be in a building and repeating a signal from another area and also amplifying what you're discussing here on the buildings. We've seen what in the Bible it says, excuse me, we've seen in the movies, but we read in the Bible, you know, about the walls of Jericho with just horns sound hitting it, let alone an electrical charge that will also amplify whatever the building material has in it. Example, granite may have more iron in it versus other things. And increasing, too, the amplification can be the use of different zirconias and diamond materials that are coming out for nano coatings.
100%.
You know, to amplify it. You know, it's, let's fry them one way, but let's fry them really well, you know?
This is where this gets horrible for all those things you talk about. And again, listen, I hope the, you know, the electrical engineers are listening to these ones and the electronics engineers, because I'll tell you what, here's what happens when pompous professionals, and again, I wouldn't want to be insured for errors or omissions and have done what they've done, because they've helped approve this technology and design this technology, where here even somebody sent me a link from 2013 saying, here is a Wi-Fi device covering 62 square miles, and here's IEEE talking about the applicability of this. If IEEE and their membership understood that frequencies, voltages, and a whole bunch of electrical information that has been left out of that is putting them on the hook for this, guess what? They're going to be liable. They're insurers. You can imagine being insured for errors or omissions, but oops, look what you left out of this one. well, these bridges and this infrastructure and all that stuff is worth a lot of billions of dollars, and I don't know where these guys are going to get their money from, but insurers are not going to be forgiving of anybody.
Yeah, and when individuals get minimum two experts to go against them, that's when the professional liability really plays in. I want to bring out, you gave us a beautiful chart in reference to EMFs and cell tissues, you know, et cetera, this way. But I want us to focus just on the epithelium, which the buccal cells, B-U-C-C-A-L cells, which are primarily, you know, just under the skin, and they're integrated near and part of the peripheral nervous system.
Yes.
Because a lot, where I'm going with this, a lot of coatings, skin transdermal, transdermal medications or anything that is based on nanotechnology, it goes into those areas so that it can be dispersed to the nervous system and the circulatory system that way. The thing is, though, when you're in an electromagnetic field, just as we've described, this is going to increase its delivery system within the body. At the same time, I feel it's going to cause a tremendous effect on health, because whatever these materials are, they can concentrate into that nervous system too, by the mechanism of the nerve trying to counter it.
No, you try to imagine just what you're talking about and the complexity of this, because one, you know, when people, even biologists said, Curtis, are these EMFs going past the skin? I said, yes, they're going right through your body, where even look at the attenuation coefficients of humans to find out that these EMFs go through your bones different than they go through your blood and your organs and all the above. But here with what you just said, imagine the complexity of this. When doctors said, okay, Curtis, this is what this is doing going into the skin, I said, here's what it's doing from my perspective. One, I said, you've increased cellular voltages. So you've got cells that aren't even functioning, because if we've got a voltage problem in industry, all of a sudden, guess what? Something's not working electrically. So now you've got that going on, plus you've got the fact that they say, hey, this is triggering nerves. So depending on your angles to things, imagine if you had this little beeper like open your car door where you're triggering nerves effectively billions of times per second. And then on top of that, you're saying, okay, listen, you're triggering nerves, so is it sending blood here instead of this natural depolarization and polarization? You've interfered with that whole process. And then on top of that, you've got this high-speed oscillations billions of times a second that are literally ripping everything apart, no matter what the heck it is.
Right. And,
and like, I can't even imagine.
I want to bring out, too, you made reference to number six, meaning code number six, in reference
safety
to the...
Safety code six, yes.
Yes, yes. And that's for Canada. But I want to say, from a professional standpoint, that when you have a reference code that addresses these concerns that we're talking about, and it might be in one country or it might be in another and not in, say, the United States at this time, that is, you as the professional can reference that document as well as one more, and then that sets a precedent for the evaluation of it and the quality that it's supposed to be at. So I think it's very important, and thank you for sharing that document.
I've got something better for you as well, and here's why. You know, when I cross-examine utilities experts, now first off, you know, when I went to the utility application was a legal process. It wasn't technical. It was legal. I told them I'm looking forward to being cross-examined. I'm here in the best interest of the utility. I'm here in the best interest of everybody. But at the same time, my job was to get her done. So I wanted these guys to disqualify me, or I was going to trap them in their own language. And here's what, or confirm things in their own language, because here is Skolnikov, and these guys are experts. Dr. Skolnikov of the Exponent Group says to me, so he could validate specifically what you're saying, when we talked about the specific absorption rate, he actually says under cross-examination, and this is utility transcripts, that the specific absorption rate is a dosage of electromagnetic radiation, and the specific absorption rate is used by Canada, the United States, and all international governing bodies across the board. So does Health Canada Safety Code 6 says the same thing. We use the same standards as everybody else, but Skolnikov's an American, and he's also an electrical engineer. So to have him confirm that what I'm talking about with you is already part of your code, they just left this stuff out again.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, that makes it easier.
You better believe it. These guys are in trouble because he's got to adapt. It would be his duty as an electrical engineer to adapt his risk assessment report when they left out frequencies, inductions, voltage changes, frequency changes, and there's no way they're going to do that. That's what I mean. This nonsense is finished, and now you've got these fires going everywhere. And there's more happening, and there will be more fires. And there, even imagine this with other provinces today. They said, you know, we've had only 6 fires in 105,000 meters. And I said, your fires will happen next month, next year. They will fester and they will burn later. And even the news people said the same thing, that they had these young kids come up to their place and swap these meters out without telling them what the heck they were doing.
Right, and I want to add, and I'm looking to the question to you, Curtis. If you were using geoengineering materials, advanced nanomaterials that are what they would call smart crystals, which would have a metal source within it, a particle or any of that, they also call them GEMS, G-E-M-S. If they were sprayed in an area, plus having this electromagnetic field from Wi-Fi or in Wi-Fi with radio frequency, would there be a higher risk of fire in those areas? Possibly?
Yes. You know, here's the thing that's so important with this is we've actually, you know, when we talk about imaging atoms and molecules at that absolutely a molecular level, here's what we've done. We've actually taken electromagnetic fields or analyzed live ones while they're interacting with specific types of material. And it is shocking to see the different types of material, depending on the emissivity and reflection and what this can interact with. And here's an example. Buildings are really designed, you know, the world's looking for this, something's causing global warming, but buildings are really supposed to be an engineered product, just like an elevator. You know, when an elevator is designed for 3,000 pounds, you want it to hold 3,000 pounds and that's it. So here's an example with buildings, and it even contradicted my own education, but this is specific to those issues you're talking about. When we design buildings, here's an example in my area. My area, the buildings are designed for a maximum of 92 degrees Fahrenheit to simulate the hottest time of the year, -4 Fahrenheit to simulate the coldest time of the year, and we'll insulate and design for those temperatures. We'll design the energy systems, the buildings, the walls, the roof, everything to accommodate that load. Now, building code also says this. Listen, that's climatic data for your region, but watch out for solar radiation, because they're talking about just a different EMF, but this doesn't go through stuff, but guess what they're talking about, is that highly absorbent materials, have you ever heard of such a thing called low-E windows? Low-E windows is low emissivity or reflecting EMFs or solar EMFs, but the rest of the building is highly absorbent or high-E or high emissivity, and here's why that's important. When we first started documenting buildings and solar interaction right after sunrise, it shocked me and took me outside my education to see buildings heat up to as high as 204 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's in the north versus here's material on the other side of the building that wasn't interacting that was exactly 95 degrees. So all those things you're talking about with this different interaction, what it hits, the angles too, because as soon as that electromagnetic field hits any atom or molecule, the very basics of all things is you're going to have excitation. And then you think of those frequencies of that very fast speed of millions and billions of times a second. You're 100% right.
Mm-hmm. And with you mentioned earlier in reference to targeted individuals, you know, where they, the one that you discussed with or brought out on the show, you know, I'm going to say had credit cards, cell phone, et cetera, this way. From my experience, and I've worked with Ms. Melinda Kidder, who's a private investigator in Columbia, Missouri, Columbia Investigations, and she takes all those materials out of the individual and then scans them, where we find the waveguide or what the frequency is being sent to them. They're like a mobile cell phone, just in simple terms. The thing is, in the locations of wherever the waveguide, the materials that is accumulated in the muscles, I have found that, say, they were in three muscles that were near the elbow, there is, just like you said, more activity, more heat, more electrical, as because of the different angles that are involved.
You'd actually get a kick out with what you're saying, because absolutely, you know, here's something with medicine again, and this is work that we've done. They've said when there are intrusions into the body, Curtis, anything foreign to your body attacks. And so this is even going to produce an autoimmune response. But they said, I said, so there's going to be an inflammation or some heat of some particular kind from the inflammation. They said, yes. On top of that, in order for any device inside you to be working electrically, you're going to be having this current. So here's the thing as well, on top of what you're doing, you would actually be able to see that inflammation, and that makes it interesting for me when we isolate some forms of inflammation and say, what the heck is this? And what the heck is this? And here's this little pinpoint that's 101 degrees on the exterior of the skin. What's right underneath there hotter than that, creating the signature? So, but you're absolutely right. It would all do that. And the only thing I want to say with this, to add to this, is that we actually had to do a targeting thing, but it was a different kind, because this engineer was actually, he said, these guys are pointing EMFs at us. He said, is that, you know, can they do that? And I said, of course they can do that. So you imagine literally like using a ray gun, this EMF gun. And he said, do you believe me? And I said, no, I don't. But we were actually able to isolate it to the building where it was coming from. And these guys were hitting them with, you can imagine this, 8 gigahertz, which is supposed to be a military technology of some particular kind. And this, the 8 gigahertz, here I am with this engineer. You think about this polarization. Here I am in their buildings, and I can feel this. And we're actually monitoring this field, actually showing where it's coming from and trying to duck behind cover, doing those things. But it is inducing currents, more currents, and it's causing high-speed polarization inside the body. That would be 16 billion times per second. Imagine oscillations 16 billion times per second of atoms and molecules trying to flip 180 degrees, and it's just even hell on earth to hear this engineer. They couldn't talk. So there's this different types of this targeting, and again, it's just shameful that we should have to do that and even think that we had to.
Well, it's like, they call it electrical smog, et cetera. It's one of the new poisons, as with other, you know, materials are being found to be the newer poisons. I want to bring out something because it was brought to my attention within the last few weeks, which some of these bills have been passed in 2009, et cetera, in the United States. And it's usually headed by the Department of Legislative Services. This is like for the Department in Legislative Services for Maryland General Assembly, where House Bill 1401, where you may have a person that is has dementia or Alzheimer's, and you put a RDIF chip in them to find them, but they have to have permission or the custodian of them, you know, the proper paperwork. But also there is in these regulations that I'm going to state where there is employers do not have the right to put GPS or any of these RDIF chips in you, okay, because there's new cases coming out on the forefront of this type of occurrence coming in as professionals who may be consultants for companies that decide that when you get your physical, you need to get an RFID chip. Okay? But these regulations that are specifically addressing it, like in Maryland, Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Minnesota, and also South Dakota, I believe, okay? And some, and also Georgia is looking into this. So I just wanted to share that, because if you do have a relative that has an RFID chip in them, or even your animal, and you're getting hit with these fields, what's it going to do, Curtis?
Well, you know, here with what you just said, now you imagine this for me, and here again, this is why I would tell government, what are they reading these chips with? Is it a satellite? Is this blanket coverage that they're reading with? They need to understand there is a real electrical trade-off with this, and that it's human beings and critters and agriculture and every other thing in the province, everything on the globe is not electrically compatible with these frequencies. You might be able to find out where an Alzheimer's patient is or doing those types of things, but at the same time, you're going to neurologically stimulate him, interfere with his Alzheimer's, change his diagnosis, and neurologically stimulate him, affect his immune and hormonal systems at the same time. And even I get into this with this, and I don't know if there's genetic markers. I don't know about this stuff to go into this. But even with medicine, you imagine people going into a doctor's office now and they're saying, listen, this part of me is hurting, this part of me is hurting. And doctors are going, what the heck is going on with this? Because if they're saying that this will interfere and trigger nerves, how are you diagnosing autism, Parkinson's? How are you diagnosing any neurological disorder or even that consideration without looking at their EMF exposure if they've got a radio frequency ID? Even for pets, as a matter of fact. So it might be done, and these guys might be doing this with what they think is good intent. They've got to understand the real trade-off is, you can't do that and you will hurt people. And here you're going to get into another thing as well. Imagine this for this. When I talked to a doctor and I said, that autistic boy that shot those children in the face at Sandy Hook, I said, I don't know enough about this, I said, but tell me about neurological interference. Could it make these guys lose it? And I've already got my own opinion on this, because I know that these EMFs and the electrical information, it's obviously, and it has to interfere with our own electrical systems, but it's going to give cause and excuse for criminal behavior. You're going to interfere with nerves. Imagine this. I've talked about this with doctors, and I said, what would be the difference, I said, for us electrically sitting in a room and having the sound of music crash through our body versus Helter Skelter with Charles Manson?
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this electrical information and things that I don't even understand. We cannot do this for all reasons in the world, because imagine this for me, where I've actually been asked about this too. Could this have caused this policeman to lose it? Could this have caused this? And what a horrible to think about is this. Here's a scientific reality. Oh, are you being hit by those fields? Yes, I live in Fortis's area, so I live in that 17,000 square kilometers. You'd have to stand up in a court of law and say, guess what? These EMFs could have interfered with him neurologically, and unfortunately, you know what? You're going to give some pretty creepy people an excuse for criminal behavior, and then again, will we have to have prisons at all? You're going to give excuse to everything. You can't do this. We're not electrically compatible.
Right, and it will vary. And I want to also say, in reference to the medicine standpoint, the use of all these chips or different materials that can be micro RF chips that you can now, I mean, it just released this week, Motorola, who was bought by Google, they just released, they new have the new teeny tiny edible chip that can measure your physiological status, your temperature, your whatever's happening with the disease. And that's all part of the whole new field of medicine that many physicians are getting trained in, is e-medicine. It's not just, it's part of telemetry medicine, because it's not just reading what your results are in the lab or what's going on with your patient. They got rid of more cancer cells and you can read it on your cell phone. It's because there's something in them that's sending the signal and going up to a satellite, and you're able to do that.
Well,
meaning
you're
gonna, they're wired.
Here again is that trade-off. And I would say this again, when insurers come along and say, listen, you know, here's what this doctor did with this. I'd say, well, and this patient died. This fragile patient died for whatever reason in the world. Well, you've neurologically stimulated them, and maybe you've stopped them from breathing. Maybe you've stopped a heart. Maybe you've interfered with a pacemaker. You've got those trade-offs for this.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to stop this nonsense because of the liability. And here's the other thing, too, with doctors. Before we ever lectured medicine and showed that you could actually see, you know, well, listen, we isolate inflammation, the early detection of breast cancers. You'll see in time more of the work that we do in non-invasive imaging. But doctors said with thermal imaging, they said, so many different thermal imaging companies are trying to use this same standard of looking at somebody over 7 or 8 degrees. And I said, that's why when they tried to look for a flu, or even what they're trying to do with Ebola now, is you look at these people over a wide span of temperature and the application exceeds their expertise. So a doctor said, Curtis, can you show us and give us one format for every human being, and I would bring it specific to what you're talking about now. I said, absolutely not. Every person has got different DNA, different hydration, different toxicity, different lifestyles, different genetics, and I said, in things that I do not understand. So they do not all have the same thermal radiation signatures. Well, we'll look at somebody, and let me tell you something. Even this week, here we're imaging people, and you can just see everything that's going on with them and what's going on with this part of you, what's going on with that part of you. Everybody's different related to this. So the idea that these guys actually think that they're putting in something inside you that's determining how you're doing physiologically is electrically ridiculous. Because even imagine this with doctors, not even enough hydration can change that formula big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a ridiculous way to do this. And again, the liability, and we're dealing with that with nurses now. And here's another thing I say. We're dealing with nurses and nurses' unions. And the fact that and they're saying, okay, they're putting this wireless in hospitals. And I said, you better think about, one, are you as nurses and is your union negotiating for the genetic mutation of your ovaries and this neurological interruption with you and this killing of you? I said, and on top of that, don't you have a liability to those patients? And isn't the hospital going to have a liability to a patient? Because to monitor them, their vitals with wireless, while you're neurologically interfering with them and doing all these things we're talking about, is scientifically ridiculous. We need to do things. There are reasons we have wires. There are reasons we could wire schools and validate technology upgrades, and we've got to be very careful with this deployment of these EMFs, because guess what? All our food and our plants and us and everything else, we are not electrically compatible. Neither are our buildings, our hospitals, our fire separations. Well, everything insurable to this. And again, here's that horrible part. When meeting with Mr. Abel related to this, and we talked about this, is he said, would you move forward with a technology that was missing causation? I said, would you as a lawyer advise anybody to move forward when causality is missing? And the answer would be no. You'd find out causation first before you'd ever move forward. If somebody said to me, we don't know what's causing this, but we'd like you to do this, I'd say, well, you know, you're delusional because it's not going to happen. You have to find out cause. But this is what these crazy fools did without understanding, hey, cause is missing, but these guys have caused some extreme damage that, their reckoning is coming because there's no amount of money that can pay for this. There's no amount of money. There's no trade-off. End of life, no economy, kill everything. It's not legally definable as sustainable under any Auditor General's Act. And here's the other thing as well, and very important, again, why we told them this. Now, I've got some good friends that are lawyers, but I tease them all the time about, you know, these guys just looking for their angles. And here's the thing with lawyers. A lawsuit for what they call electrohypersensitivity in Texas, the Texas PUC document said it was not allowed to move forward because they couldn't prove causation in the courtroom. What do you think lawyers are going to do now that causality can be found or has been found and reported, and that science is called electricity, electromagnetic induction? You know, it is what it is. It's science. It's electricity. They just didn't tell anybody. And lawyers are going to move forward with this where, guess what? like I said, even to lawyers too, what's a genetic mutation of ovaries worth? What's the parent suing? And here's the other thing too, even undermining the Veterans Administration after hearing that horrible stuff that went on. Dr. Hilde, for me to get calls, and this guy's name is Barron. Now you imagine this. This man is dying from what he calls his radiation killing him. But the reason he contacted us is he said, Curtis, my children are mutated. Well, when he said he served in the Vietnam War, I kind of said, okay, you know, your grandchildren must be older. So we went over, what did you get hit by? Agent Orange, doing these types of things. No, his great-grandchildren or grandchildren are 3 years old. And to have this guy send me a picture, and I said, what did your daughter do? And he said, Curtis, they just sat there with that Wi-Fi tablet on their belly. And I said, without understanding, that tablet has to be talking to a router, and this information's going back and forth and through her belly. His three-year-old granddaughter, after surgery, her eyes are in different places on her head. They had to rebuild her rectum because she didn't have anything available to go to the bathroom with. All of his grandchildren have autism, or so that's the diagnosis, based on what? And here are these other things going on, these mutations. Here's these real mutations being reported by Barry Trower, and even one that I've got that we're just getting ready to show is this. These guys radiated chicken eggs and then looked at them in the shell, measured the differences in the beaks, measured this mutation. And this was done over, I think they radiated and used cell phone frequencies for 4 hours a day. Smart meters are going to subject you to these same frequencies and electromagnetic fields 24/7, regardless of size, even though exposure codes say, hey, depends on your size, orientation to the field, intensity of the fields. Well, these guys are saying a bee is the same as a 200-pound man, and there's just hell on earth to pay for this. Even this week again, imagine construction people saying, hey, our guys are working on these buildings, and they're being hurt by these EMFs. Are your unions negotiating for that? And what do you think is going to happen? And again, these guys, they're going to go to jail. There's just going to be no getting away around it. And even here, I hope these guys are listening for all reasons in the world. You know, some of these guys are going to say, listen, I'm just an administrator. Well, guess what? As an administrator, you know, in your capacity, if you were running this and you did what you did, you're going to be accountable as I or anybody else would, and it has to be. Some of these guys I've even said are going to go to jail. They've said, you know them personally? I said, I do. And they said, they're very nice people. I said, I can go to court and tell a judge. I think I'm a pretty nice person too. But the bottom line is, if I do that and recklessly endanger people and hurt them, I'm liable, without exception.
And I think what the whole summary of this is that all of us, by all of us, meaning no matter what the professional is, you either go to school, you build your professional career, but it's time that you take your job seriously and what your job is. Like, you come from the government aspect where you are in regulations and you're enforcing for the public safety of those individuals, just as the an employer would do in a commercial industrial complex or anything. That person who is responsible for these tasks has to take their job seriously and make a stance for what is correct and truthful on it.
They'd better, because once you're a professional, listen, you've got a duty. You know,
right.
if you want to be considered a professional and treated as one, you've got a duty to provide service before self. And here's the other thing as well for politicians and elected officials. You know, policy is based on science, and we're that science, and we're on your side. But we're telling you guys that, listen, this liability is not just going to be criminal, it's going to be civil, and it's going to be personal, because Dr. Hilde, the thing that haunts me the most is getting these calls, and I want people to think about this. Doctors, nurses, soldiers, grandmoms and babies, and they're crying, and they're screaming, and they're hurting, and they're yelling for somebody to help them. I can feel these things vibrating me. Imagine doctors calling me and saying, a doctor saying, my husband wants my children taken away from me because I said these EMFs are hurting me, and he wants to use as an excuse to remove my children. And imagine these horrible things that are going on, the arguments they've created around the world by just simply not telling people. And I want to thank citizens for this too, because it wasn't until we're hearing all this stuff and saying, why the heck are so many complaining, so many citizens, so many professionals from around the world, and as electrical professionals and government professionals, quite frankly, we should have done a better job, because I've been showing cell phone radiation images since 2002 in the infrared spectrum and telling people, they've said, do you use a cell phone? I said, no. They left out the antennas. I really didn't think they actually did that in exposure codes. I didn't think they'd get away with it. But here's why this is important, too. When they talk about exposure, meaning, listen, you have to comply with codes. The power of safety code 6 is this. The unintentional stimulation of tissue is to be avoided, as is the heat effect. It's there to protect the public. It's the same with the FCC and everything across the board. And this is what they need to do in protecting that public. Or guess what? We're just in so much trouble, and nobody's going to have any money. And even if you do, I hope it tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be nothing left, and it's again shame on the world for what those intellectually or politically arrogant and those that didn't do their jobs, because you guys need to understand this for all reasons in the world, you know, that everything's designed for temperature related to all things, you know, and a gasket causes the space shuttle to crash and the booster to fail. Just because of a gasket and a little bit of cold weather. They need to pay attention to the sciences. You cannot be dismissive. And Canada has done this. We're dismissing sciences, you know, because those guys are too pesky and they're getting in the way of mass regulation and raping of the planet. And people need to understand this. When I use the word raping of the planet, I say that with all the required ignorance environmentally, because I couldn't believe that we could possibly do this to the planet that sustains all life. This is our mother, the mother of every atom and molecule in existence, and responsible for all life. And here people are saying, you know what, we're fracking and digging holes and radiating the crap out of it, and then on top of that, putting all these pollutants and everything else, and then saying to medicine, hey, can you keep the cost down?
Oh, yeah, you know, at the same time, others want to put that whole grid around the earth and let you be connected to it through your chip, you know, in your brain. So then do you have real thought or non-thought, you know, or their thought?
It'll kill. Well, that's the thing is, and these guys have even done this, the military has done this, where in declassified documents they've said in a hostage situation, we told the person, can you hear us counting? And they wanted the hostage to hear what they were saying without the bad guy hearing. So the guy heard them count to 10, and this is a long time ago. The thing we have to understand is this. This will kill everything on the planet, every industry on the planet. Obamacare or any other care, guess what, is going to fail so miserably. And here's what embarrasses me to say. All the money in the world we spend on military security, and we've effectively got industry with the help of governments attacking us from within and undermining the country. And that's separate of when people send me information on, Curtis, they want to use an electromagnetic pulsed missile. So this way they can knock down infrastructure without causing damage. I said, what do you think an electromagnetic pulsed missile is going to do except damage infrastructure? It might knock down electrical systems. You're also going to damage everything at an atomic and molecular level, including every biological system it hits.
Right.
So you're not just interfering with electrical infrastructure. These guys need to quit playing with these things, because I actually watched a little alien show, and it was kind of funny because someone said, watch this, but watch the quote at the end. And this guy said this, 100 years ago, we weren't even flying. And they talk about whether we're reversing alien or other technologies and doing those things. And he said, it's like the Neanderthals playing with a book of matches when we don't know what the heck we're doing. And we might think anti-gravities and what we can do with these electromagnetic fields, except nothing on the planet is electrically compatible. No atoms and molecules without exception.
That's beautifully put. I saw that same show.
Well, you know, and here again for me, listen, I'll tell you what. When people say, Curtis, do you think this is possible? I said, guess what? I grew up in an age where if you had a transistor radio, that was one transistor. Mm-hmm. And then when you get into, here I am doing electrical work later on, where here are these microchips with millions and millions of transistors, I looked at that and I said, there's no way in the world we're that bright.
Right. And also at the same time taking it, now you can do that little tiny chip that's the size of your dot of a pen, like an ink pen, and that can integrate with your cell and use your DNA to be the computer and send and receive. It is so amazing, Curtis. So amazing.
But it's the advancements
that are tremendous within this short period of time.
Too much, too fast, and they need to just stop this. And again, here's what's important. And here again, too, listen, we've done military applications, and when I think about all this stuff, and you know what? Just horrible to think about this. Everybody needs to look at this, and it doesn't matter who you are or what country you live in. This is where we live. We share one water supply and one atmosphere. This is our planet, all of ours. And we can't get off this thing, and the idea of what we're doing, even to see this, all this military, this fighting over what, when guess what, you're effectively killing the mother of all life. It's just despicable. And again, on this end here, you know, fetuses and babies didn't sign on to this. But again, for teachers' unions, you've got, Nora Lawson and people in Los Angeles working on this. She doesn't allow portable devices in her classroom because of that responsibility issue. Right now, Los Angeles School District is meeting on those same issues. And I don't know if people can actually see on your front of your webpage for this that Washington State elected officials heard a radio show and asked us, they said, will you write a document pertaining to the legality of Wi-Fi in Washington schools affecting a million students. And imagine this, they can see that document where one, here's why you can't do that, you're putting everybody in the school in an electrical circuit and subtly electrocuting them. And imagine how ridiculous this is, and shame on education and shame on any government. Where in the world do we neurologically stimulate our babies and our students and then grade them on their intelligence? Don't these guys have another lawsuit related to that?
Right. And the lawsuit can be making a student dumber when they weren't dumb when they went into that school.
Well, you're so right with this. And again, for me, to be dealing with these things where, okay, you know, doctors flip this other call to me, and here's another example. And this is from a biochemist. And when I said to them, what's a biochemist? And they said, chemistry related to all biology. So, and here's their question to me, being Greek. They said, we have a Greek retirement center. And they said, and right outside this Greek retirement center is a tower with antennas on it. And their question was, the senior citizens are going in there and they're not speaking Greek and they're not speaking English. And you think about what you've talked about with, here is this neurological interference of who the heck knows what is going on and what kind of electrical language they're trying to talk. But this is just another electrical interference with everybody in the building, while it also affects the accelerated corrosion of the building as well.
Right.
And again, what about the people with pacemakers?
Oh. I want to bring out something. When we had a guest, Lloyd Pye, on our radio show, he talked about the Star Child, and they did genetics on that specimen, you know, the skull, and compared it to the human being, and it had the FOXP1 gene, which is the gene for linguistics, okay? It had a high number, I can't remember the number, but ours was low, like 135 or something, and we only differed by two numbers, meaning a human being by a chimpanzee in talking by two genes, okay? I think it was like 800 or 600, but a Neanderthal man was 235. But in other words, what could have happened with this individual that they had multiple languages or ESP, you know, meaning the Star Child. The thing is, though, back to your Greeks with the tower, that they could not speak English or Greek. The thing is, too, that as you stated earlier, with the whole endocrine system being messed up, and the primary organ, the thyroid, your adrenal glands, the hormones, etc. But you have two main channels that are triggered by that, which is the calcium channel. And the whole calcium channels of any of it within the body, whether it's from the muscles, calcium versus the nerve, the bones to go in and out, get more calcium into the area where it's lost or calcified, is the parathyroid gland, which is right under the thyroid. And in a lot of these EMFs that you brought out and gave us to link to this show, shows increased cancer. But what you're saying with the example with the Greeks, as I would say, was how many incidences not only in that facility but other facilities that are near these towers or anything, increased seizures.
Here, 100% with the seizures, and here again to just expand on this just a little bit. And they also talk about people at the end of the building. How come some people weren't affected? How come some people are? And this is what governments and industry are using for an excuse instead of exactly what you talked about. Here are people on the other ends of the building where their orientation to the fields could have been different. The attenuation of the frequencies to some degree coming through the building, as well as hitting things, and maybe they're being reflected where they're not interacting with them at that particular time. So
right.
It is
and
so
that can
complex.
Go into the beams of the building, meaning did they use lead? Hey, it might be an old building. It's got lead paint. I think a lot of – I understand the toxicity. I know why they did it, because little children were eating, the lead paint on the windowsills or any of this thing. But also, lead paint would reflect a lot of these EMFs, too.
Or just lead being, lead would be interesting, too, because, it would absolutely, you'd think, kind of absorb them.
Right, absorb them, so you didn't have this. That's why you wear, as you said, that little shield over, which is a lead apron, when you go to the dentist or you get an X-ray.
I've heard that. Here's an example with when the President of the United States, when they go into their war room or doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what people have to do? Your cell phone goes into a lead box.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want any transmissions in or out or doing those things. So exactly what you're talking about is right. But, again, here's why this is more important as well. And for everybody listening to your show, this is so important, because when we met with engineers, they said, Curtis, this is an electrical mechanism before it hits our buildings, and then it's a civil engineering issue. I said, correct. Curtis, this is an electrical mechanism before it hits biology and humans, where it becomes a medical issue. Correct. Curtis, this is an electrical mechanism before it hits agriculture, buildings, or any of these different, all of these different sciences out there. So it's really important scientists have to work together with this, because even though, although electricians never thought they'd discuss this, it takes me 5 minutes on the phone with an electrician to say, here's what they did and here's what they're doing. They said, you can't do that. And here's why. And here's so that important education that has to be part of that too. And again, where this needs to be dealt with is based on this. It's an unprecedented health and environmental emergency, and the damage is measurable by the second. Okay? Those fields are expanding and collapsing. What do we say? 3,600 times per hour. What is it? 86,000 times per 24 hours.
Right.
And take that by the month and take that by the year. And here's something else with our work, too, with this, where people said, Curtis, we'd like to have committee meetings. And I said, when things are blowing up and doing what we're doing, do you think we stop and have a committee meeting? I said, we're moving towards this because we're trained professionals. We're not looking for a meeting. We have to address this because we're trained and credentialed specific to this. And we just have to deal with this because it is non-insurable, and it will bankrupt governments across the board while it kills the planet and economy.
It will break not only industry or anyone on the insurances side, but also at the same time, many of these individuals that are affected by the EMS and this whole energy grid system are hurt financially with trying to find the medical assistance and the remediation that is needed.
That's why it's important that medicine and these people know that that help is there, and for doctors to understand that this electrical mechanism is substantiated and is lectured for continuing education credits. And also I'd say this to energy companies as well. We've been asked by Seattle or Washington, they said, could you guys address this thing and save this energy? I said, yes. I said, if they would have contacted us, listen, you can put millions to work right away and address this and stop this annihilation, this frequency weapon is applied.
I agree. And I want to thank you, Curtis, for coming to our show, One Cell, One Light Radio, and sharing all of your wealth of information with our audience. Thank you.
It's a tremendous honor, and thank you so much for all you do.
Same here.
Okay.
God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
Dr. Hilde Show on the One Cell, One Light Radio Network. For the other half of today's show, or to view all of our shows archived for your media-free download, please visit onecellonelightradio.wordpress.com. This is Mark the Arcturian speaking for the Dr. Hilde Show, the One Cell, One Light Radio production.